Okay, P- the story, P.O.L. or whatever. This P.O. there when he's 17. Who is he? And maybe he's sitting there thinking, who am I? What is this world? What do I want to do here? And he's reading these strange books, getting interested in this strange surrealist art, drifting from his interest in science, which now he, or physics, where he now looks at that previously anticipated career in the academia as a professor or whatever, of physics or whatever, theoretical physics, as boring. And also driven in a way by revolt against the, as many other of his generation, against the established, boring, on rails lifestyle that he finds the small town people, his parents included, stuck in, which is not life, just going through the motions, that kind of thing you have there in the minds of that 17-year-old. But he's growing up protected, secure, taken care of by a hard-working father and mother. Who are providing a good example of stability, responsibility, order. So yeah, he sits there and he sits there in this small town and feels like an outsider. Decides that, yep, gonna go out there in the big world, moving to Stockholm when I'm 18, getting my education. What do I want to do? I'd like to paint, tell things, read. Think about life, the mysteries. And the untold, you could say, or covert almost fascination with the unconscious, deeper levels of mind and consciousness, almost a fearful attraction to that depth of the mind in there, which then appeared to this 70-year-old boy as some dark, monstrous, maybe unknown down there in the basement. And he sees that in the pictures of Salvador Dali and others. Yes, something strange in there, but also fascination. Mystery. Something is there, but what? So he has a certain attraction to psychology as well, although he hardly knew much about it, and then found that it was often behavioristic. So on. So there he is. And yes, let's go to get that education to be an art teacher. Move back here, maybe I find myself a girl who is like me, although they seem hard to find, especially in this little town. Maybe I find one up there in the big city. And who shall that be? Well, she's probably artistic, talented, likes to paint and draw, maybe even cartoons, comics. Because that's something that lurks there. Although not considered fine arts, it's there in his heart, and he has read lots of comics in his life. So he's above, you could say, a usual comics reader kid. He's a member of the Swedish Comics Society, and he's drawing his own. Yeah, and him and his friend, they actually did that. And even printed it. So yeah, girl like that, yes. She's good looking, but not a model type. Just for real. And also she's honest, she has good qualities. And you can sit and talk philosophy, all kinds of interesting thoughts about life and politics or whatever with her all night long. And yes, do other things also all night long. Because that he wants to experience. So there he is, 17 years old, and thinking about all that. But where is his lady? She's not to be found around here, he thinks. He's sitting there in his boy's room, small room there, behind his desk, looking out the window, and it's winter, and it's snow, and it's dark, and it's kind of cozy. He's protected, taken care of, and he can afford to choose rather freely what he wants to do in life. So what does he want? Come back here after 4-5 years as a certified art teacher with his lady, get an apartment or a house even. And yes, live here in this nice little town. But continuing this mystical exploration of life and the world. And continue painting his paintings and drawing his comics and listening to his music and maybe playing some of it too. And what music is he listening to? Of course the Beatles. But they broke up now. Queen and Jimi Hendrix and Fleetwood Mac. Classical, not that much yet. But the Swedish alternative prog scene, oh yeah. Breaking from the norms, trying new things. Old traditional Swedish folk music with electric guitars, interesting. That kind of stuff. Synthesizers. Went there to Emerson, Lake and Palmer concert. Interesting sound, but too loud. And too indulgent in synthesizer artistry. But yes, interesting sounds. What a world I'm stepping out into. Oh, and he always, when he was a kid, from 10 years, he wanted to be a musician, to play in the band, to play the drums, no, the guitar. And now, well, maybe the synth. Designing sounds. Again, painting, creating art. And it's a little ironic because just as he's about to move away from this small town, the girl starts showing up. He realizes that a few of them, even the beauties, are attracted to him. But no, he can't get into a relation now. He's moving, unless she's moving with him, but she won't. You don't do that often in this little town. Well, you never know. Well, she didn't show up, and there he goes. Maybe she is in the big city over there. So there he is, and he is completely drawn into a different universe. Lots of new people, friends, well, some. Some weirdos. Well, the whole social scene that you find in the higher educational student levels. And the girls, the artistic girls, are the coolest, most attractive ones, you thought. Open-minded, intelligent. But then maybe these people were not here for the same reason. Intelligent people who used art as a way of searching, exploring deeper parts of the universe and life, looking for truths and goodness and meaning in the world and in the human heart. And why did he think that art would be good for that anyway? Well, I didn't really know for sure, but there was something that led him on this way. An exploration into the depths of consciousness there. He started reading other philosophers and so on. And it took step by step, and this was, I could say, 4 difficult years. Step by step, and while learning from the mistakes, as we say, getting to make important decisions along the way. And sometimes you just have to make a decision based on what you feel there within, in your truer, wiser heart and soul. Well, he didn't even believe in, well, not God, not even the soul, but of course, in practicality, when it comes down to it, life, that's who you are, the one in there, with mystery, depth, something to be explored, he felt, although he wasn't really aware of that. But there was something there that pushed him, drew him onward. And he was exploring it in art, but also philosophy. And he was always interested in and drawn to media, magazines, comic magazines, books. There's nothing much more available, while radio, about TV, film, wow, that would be something, but that's so far away. Film cameras of quality are very expensive. What to speak of putting audio on it. But that's where he is. And he's just about to enter his 18th birthday, when everything is going to change. But this moment is important. This time is important, because here he has freed himself, well, he was always very free, from the rule of his small town family, and was able to and allowed to take that time to really think about what he likes to do and do what he likes to do. And that way, as we all are, being drawn by and led by that inner voice there that calls, a desire, what I want, not just what food I want or what pleasures I can give this body and mind, but the real thing, the deeper, what I want to do during this lifetime. Why am I here? But not this big philosophy, but just in the form of decisions that has to be made, education, job, home, where to live, what to do, but also the meaning of it all, the fulfillment, the bigger sides to life, the deeper, the important ones. So there he finds himself just about to turn 18, and having built a life for himself that he was allowed to build for himself independently, well, of course, inspired by people he looked up to and respected. Well, you have the Beatles there. You had others. And there he finds himself, and now he stands, there's 53, 52 years later, looking back and kind of cherishing that time. Because it was a time, it is a time that you can learn from. Here you are, young, fresh, not so conditioned into this or that, not duty-bound and shaped by those duties year after year, or trying to be this or that that others demand from you, or that you demand because you think you should demand that. Haven't thought that far yet, but just do what you want to do. And what do? I'll take up the pen, dip it into the ink, and draw some comics, or some kind of picture telling some kind of strange story, with humor. But there are these other stories. And oops, there was this underground comics. There's another world here. And yes, these comics can be art. Very nicely drawn. Not just little comical figures. Serious characters in serious stories, dramas, and again, sometimes a surreal, of course, a psychedelic, or maybe that's what had given him some kind of awakening or interest, curiosity into the mind. Yes, just loosely painting, drawing, whatever came into his mind, whatever comes into his mind, playing. No one on him telling him what to draw, what to do. That's what comes with this stubborn desire for freedom to go one's own way, which he would say if you ask him now. It's almost required of an artist, and at least the kind of artist that he can relate to, who is a seeker, who is an explorer. But yes, it can get nebulous and abstract and sometimes just imaginary, meaningless dreams. And of course, when he comes up to the big city and to these art circles, he finds that not many are like him. For most, it's about aesthetics. It's about a lifestyle. Maybe it's about the girls or the boys. The art circles. Cool life. Splashing paint on a canvas. Look, I'm an artist. But he didn't like that. He likes to learn the craft. And then he wants to use it to tell things. And that's what he's doing for 4 years there. And he steps out into the unknown. And it's kind of scary, step out into the unknown, not having that security anymore. A steady job waiting there. But he's stepping into that life. Insecure life of an artist who can only rely upon his artwork, that his art happens to bring him income to survive on, and learning how to live very simply, inexpensively, which also to some extent leads to not being indulgent and eating healthy and so on. That's the way he went, and he stopped drinking alcohol. So somehow they got through it, these 4 years in the big dark city. Well, the rest is history, as we say. And here he finds himself, age 70, feeling an urge to meditate on his life, himself, at that age of 17. Why? Because, funny enough, he feels now a bit the same. And he thinks to himself, now I'm free to do anything I want. I'm a pensioner. I have my home, I have my food. No one cares what I do. As long as father is in decent shape. Which is a blessing, having children. Otherwise, free. And then thinking about what he then, at age 17, 17, wanted to do, saw himself doing in life, and what he is and does now, and wants to do now, and finds, almost to his surprise, these are much the same things. And he realized that the past 4 years, or maybe even more, or 25 years, he has been gradually working himself through the responsibilities that comes with life as a parent, as a breadwinner, so on, as a missionary man as well, for so many years. 20 years he was a missionary man. And now, having fulfilled those responsibilities, no one telling him and expecting him to do this or that today or tomorrow. He's even received help, he feels, leading him to this, to where he is now, this freedom, and what's in his heart for this life as it was at age 17 seems to be what is ruling his life in age 71. And even now, it's crystallizing, it's growing on him, it's getting clearer and clearer. And he almost forgot, and that's the thing, how it is to live that way, being taken care of now by higher parents, and mom and dad of Earth. Oh well, I'm not around anymore in that form. But he also realizing that we are around always, independent of forms we might have right now, on this stage. So yes, he has learned a lot during his missionary years and during his life with all his experience. Hard-earned, in some cases, yes. But all that now being here as a story that needs to be told. And that's what he always wanted. And he remembered when he sat there at age 22 thinking, I need a story to tell. What story? What is it? That is worth me working to give, produce, create. Well, it should be one that does good to those who live in this world, right? So here he is, age soon 71. At the other end of life, the other side of it. And he still has the ability, as he had when he was 17, but more so. He can still draw and paint and write. And yes, maybe he is not a book writer. Those are often specialized, and it's fine culture. Get your book out there, you have to be part of the author gang. But what about comics? He feels at home there. He's part of that gang, although he forgot. And the other day someone contacted him asking about that old comic book creator team that he was part of, Penny. So something is waking up again there within.